You're with SBS Radio Viva. Smarter living, learning and leisure for the over 50s.
We're living longer than ever before, so staying active is key to fitness and health. But what exercise is right for you? We meet experts and people who are finding joy in regular exercise. General practitioner Dr. Hong Shi is 58 years old this year, but judging by her youthful skin and slender figure, you'd probably think she's only in her 40s. She says the secret lies in keeping a fun and active lifestyle.
My part of the job is health promotion. I need to tell all my patients to living in a healthy lifestyle to managing their general health better for, you know, prevent the chronic disease. So I think I'll set example. There is no excuse. Every time they look at me, they say, "How you look so fantastic." I say, "I'm dancing. I'm so proud."
Yeah.
Yeah, so just because I'm dancing 3 times a week.
Yeah.
He said, "How do you find the time?" I say, "Just to prioritize."
Yeah.
You know, what you like to do, and you enjoy it, and then you just do it.
Dr. Shi says at her stage in life with grown-up children, staying active also keeps the mind happy.
Because our kids is all grown up and they don't want us actually stay home and chappy, 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 chappy all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So we need to enjoy ourselves, make our life enjoyable and happier, and they're happy too.
Being happy and healthy also keeps the diseases away.
Some people doing very extreme kind of exercise, sometimes they can get hurt. You know, the time 50s and the people, the hormones are changing, everything's changing. You know, our body is getting older, the machine is getting older. So you really need to keep a joint moving and get your heart racing. So to prevent the cardiovascular disease, the diabetes, the blood pressures, all those conditions.
Line dancing is a popular exercise for seniors in China, but the Brisbane Line Dance Group, which Dr. Shi is a part of, has turned it into something else. It's where over 100 women aged between 30s to 70s find their confidence and glamour performing regularly in community events. 51-year-old Zhao Hong Yang is the secretary of the group. Beaming with a youthful look, she says she swims regularly in addition to line dancing to keep fit.
I believe if you're doing more exercise at our age, you become, you know, more energetic and younger looking. So that's why I want to, you know, doing this 3 times a week.
Personal trainer Cameron Cornish says starting a fitness regime can be as simple as committing to a goal each day.
If we're sitting on the couch and watching TV and reading and that sort of stuff, we're not doing something each day. Set a specific time each day. So whether or not, you know, if you've got arthritis in the morning, it might be harder to get out of bed, or you might need to warm up your joints a little bit more, but say 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in relation to saying, okay, well, this is when I'm going to do some exercise. So, and then set that time.
Cameron runs weekly fitness classes for seniors. His students range anywhere from 50s to 80s. Couple Gillian and Cole are both 70. They've been coming to the group twice a week for over 3 years.
We do a major travel about every 1.5 years, so you've got to be fit. Last year we were in 4,500 metres at top of Bolivia, and even though you were puffing and puffing and puffing, you still knew you were fit.
It was hard at first for Gillian to find the motivation to train on a regular basis.
So I probably moaned twice a week for the first year and a half. And now I don't moan, I just get ready. But we don't come till 10 o'clock, so it means I don't have to get out of bed at 6 in the morning to get here at 7 in the morning or something.
So that you'd have to carry your own bags if you didn't do exercise.
It's a fun environment with about 8 students aged between 60s to 80s. Cameron jokes and keeps an eye on the students as he walks barefoot around the gym. He says all of them have some sort of chronic disease or former injury. Now 70, Faye's been coming to the class for 4 years. At first, it was to alleviate stress that comes with the lifestyle changes of aging and to lose weight. She's managed to lose 19 kilograms in 2.5 years, and she's also getting better sleeps at night.
I do notice the difference. I know I'm 70, but a lot of the time I don't feel it, especially when I've done a really good hill walk and I get to the top and I think, that's not bad for an old girl.
Cole says the friendship with other participants is what keeps him coming back.
As well as coming for the exercise, you come for the community that's here, the people. Learn what's happening in their lives, and they ask you about what's in your life, and we're listening to the different music. We get a choice of 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s music. Then you go home and feel all the aches and pains in your legs and arms.
Dr. Elisa Burton is an exercise scientist and researcher from Curtin University. She says the Australian Physical Activity Guidelines and the World Health Organization recommend adults should stay physically active for a minimum of 30 minutes per day. But what people tend to forget is that they also need to do strength and balance training twice a week.
Many older people don't actually realise that. I think at any age you can be physically active, but a really, really good opportunity is that first year when you move into retirement, because what happens is you've got that little bit of time when you've finished working full-time or say part-time, and before you get into the new routine of looking after the grandkids for many days a week and catching up with friends and family and really filling up your day.
These can be simple activities anyone can do from home without needing to go to the gym.
So when you're watching the TV and there's an advert break, can you actually get up off your chair without using your hands? Now, if you can, that's fantastic. Why not try standing and sitting five times? Now, if for some reason you find that you can't actually get up out of the chair without using your hands, that means that your muscle strength is starting to deteriorate. So what you should be doing is, as your goal, is to be trying to use your hands less. And then hopefully over the next month or two, you'll find that you'll actually get to the point where you don't need your hands anymore, which is a really good place to be in.
Back at the Core Health Coaching Gym, Cameron Cornish is busy making sure his older students are exercising properly. He tells SBS that people often won't start a regular fitness regime until they reach a tipping point. By that time, it's often too late.
When they're told by their doctor they really need to do something, that might give them the motivation. The tipping point is actually getting them to get out of the house or getting them to do something. Because we get set in our ways, sometimes if that's not part of our life, it can be quite scary. But once we've made the decision to change, generally they're pretty good. Just do anything, just to start.
Enjoy more stories in your language. Visit sbs.com.au/radio.